Anyone who spent time in Michigan's woods and Michigan backyards knows this. We have frogs and we have toads. Michigan has 11 species of frogs and two types of toads. And now the state DNR is seeking volunteer ears, people who will listen for frogs and toads this spring. It's the 20th annual Frog and Toad Survey. Volunteers helping the DNR track the ups and downs of our frog and toad species. Kathleen Rollins is here now. She's a retired teacher, and she is a volunteer frog surveyor from Davisburg. Kathleen, good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
How long have you been a frog volunteer?
8 years.
How does it work? What do you do?
You get a route, and the route has 10 sites on it. So my sites are all around Ortonville. They are different wetlands, so it might be a cranberry bog, or it might be a shrub car, it might be a lake, it might be a roadside ditch. But a lot of frogs prefer something that is going to dry up later on because they can lay their eggs in it. The eggs will have time to hatch, but the fish can't get in there and eat them.
There you go. So when you're out there, are you making audio recordings? Are you just listening for different species of calls and then noting what you hear?
Yeah, you just listen. I mean, I do carry a little tape recorder with me because there are two species that you have to verify. So I do have a tape recorder with me in case I hear them. And you go out at night because even if they're calling during the day, they're calling in greater numbers at night. And then you have less ambient noise, so there's less traffic. And you can hear the frogs more because there's less competition.
So you're listening and you've come to know what calls belong to which species. So it helps
right.
The DNR determine literally how many frogs and what species are all around Michigan?
Yes. Frogs and toads are an indicator species. So if the numbers are declining, it says something about the health of the general environment.
Almost like the canary in the mine.
Exactly. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So they drink through their skin and they breathe through their skin. So any pollutant that's in the water, you see, affects them. They have no filter for that. So if we're having declining, and we are, numbers of frogs, the DNR wants to know where, and then maybe they can figure out why.
How badly are we declining?
Well, it's really interesting because I've done these same 10 sites three times. You go three different times each year, and the numbers really fluctuate. It may have to do with the individual day. If the humidity's higher, they're more likely to call. If it's about to rain, they're more likely to call. If it's warmer, they're more likely to call. So, you know, you're getting a lot of variables in there.
I have to wonder, Kathleen, what if all your family and friends have to say when they find out, oh, there goes Kathleen heading out at midnight to that swamp?
There's a lot of eye rolling involved. I actually had a very nice couple stop one time. I was standing by the side of the road listening to this swamp, and I was actually hearing four species calling at once, which is very unusual. And I was all excited. And they stopped, and this is very late. It's probably 1 a.m. or something. I said, do you need help? And I said, oh, this is so exciting. There are all these different frogs calling, not realizing that, you know.
They thought there was something terrible happening to you.
They thought I really needed help of a different kind.
Meantime, you've just struck frog jackpot.
I was really, really excited about this. So.
Can you describe the sounds that you hear on a really good, productive night listening to these frog calls?
Yes. There are two species that are really loud. The peepers, you're probably familiar with. They sound like little bitty sleigh bells. And you can have hundreds of peepers calling at once. It's deafening. I mean, they're this little bitty frog. They're less than an inch, right? And they make this huge sound. It's actually so loud that sometimes you can't hear the frogs with the softer calls. So you know, at that point you clap your hands or something to try to get them to stop momentarily and then start back up again. And as they start up, you have a little more chance to see if there's something in the background there. And then the tree frogs, you're probably also familiar with. That's the sound of the summer night, and it sounds like the earth is breathing. It's really great. I know this sounds kind of goofy, but it's fun.
Well, there you are. You're listening to Frog Symphony. You're listening to Nature Symphony, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, and they're so different. each group has a section of the spring. So the first ones you'll hear are the wood frogs, and they have this amazing ability to withstand cold. They can actually freeze solid in the wintertime and then thaw from the inside out.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Who knew?
We can't, but anyway.
No.
So they're the first ones, and you can hear them while there's still ice on part of the pond. You can hear these things, and they sound like little bitty ducks quacking. And they're busy doing their thing because they're so small. They want to breed, and they want to get their eggs laid before the bigger frogs get going.
And then they come in waves all through
the
spring.
They do. So then you get the chorus frogs, and they sound like somebody running a finger along a comb. You know, then peepers come in. Of course, the peepers sound like peepers. And then the leopard frog is one of the most fun. It sounds like a horror movie door opening. And then there's this chuckle at the end.
You do it so well.
It's almost as if I've heard them. And then the American toads are also a favorite of mine, and they sound like this amazing and it's a very, very long call, and you get them coming in at different pitches all together. It's beautiful, actually.
Well, if the idea of listening to Frog Symphony, like Kathleen's been doing for all these 8 years now, appeals to you, the Michigan DNR needs more volunteers for the Frog Survey. And we've put the information you need on the stateside page at michiganradio.org so you can join Frog Survey volunteer Kathleen Rollins. It was a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much, Kathleen.
Thank you very much.